Good morning, and welcome to your daily Star Citizen briefing. It's Monday, August 10th, and while the patch hasn't really moved overnight, the community has had plenty to say. Let's start with the version status. The PTU is still on Alpha 4.10 across all waves, with ongoing work on stability, hydrogen fuel and quantum drive balancing, and persistence between test sessions. The live branch is still running on 4.9. Among recent fixes, two cargo issues are in the crosshairs. Missions that were no longer spawning goods at the pickup point, and freight that was flat-out missing from the Fleet Manager terminal at collection time. Around the Siege of Orison, teams are still tracking a performance drop near the Solanke platform, and a vehicle that can get stuck in the ground after a fall. A visual effects loading update also aims to reduce the micro-stutters that were appearing when particles loaded in. Today is the last day to take advantage of the Foundation Festival. Free flight on a selection of ships, access to the referral system, and referral rewards including a free Argo ATLS are all available until tonight. If you've been on the fence about trying a ship you don't own, now or never. Over on Spectrum, the vibe this week is one of exhaustion. The thread that best sums up the mood is a lengthy plea for the game to return to its space simulation roots, arguing that Star Citizen has turned into an amusement park. It's crossed 260 upvotes and around 100 replies. It follows a turbulent weekend that included a poll simply asking whether players are worried, which pulled over 800 votes, and a farewell post from a backer who's been around since 2013, reflecting on years of ship buybacks and packages lost along the way. Underneath all that, the conversations are still pretty constructive. People are debating whether ships built in-game might end up outclassing those bought through pledges, how fighters stack up against each other in combat, and the cargo fixes playing out on the PTU. One thread on server meshing, AI, and scalability even carries the official roadmap tag, a sign the studio is keeping a close eye on it. Others are asking about the future flight model, pushing for longer quantum travel to make it feel meaningful again, or calling for more dynamic events. One more measured thread sums things up nicely by asking for fewer people full of ideas and more people fixing things. Thankfully, it's not all frustration. One player shares an unplanned exploration run through Nyx, one that turned into a genuine adventure, and the community took a moment to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Star Kitten mascot. On Reddit, the mood is a careful mix of irritation and affection. The story that captures the day best is a player whose ore-loaded ship spontaneously explodes and vanishes, landing gear and all, after several hours of play. Someone else flat-out calls the game unplayable right now. Another player is still unable to remove a jacket from their character a month in, even after a character reset that fixed absolutely nothing. The usual endless loading times make an appearance, and there's even a ship that showed up on a terminal all by itself, which is equal parts funny and baffling. But Reddit is Reddit, and the helpfulness is never far away. Veteran players are walking newcomers through the finer points of the UI. Someone gently reminds everyone to stow their trash in their backpack, and a returning player after several years uses a simple box delivery mission as a nostalgic benchmark. On the showcase side, a Wiccolo Super Hornet looks stunning parked in a microtech hangar, a clip pokes fun at the Prowler for being supposedly stealthy yet absolutely deafening, and a player shares their favorite spots to decompress after a mining or salvage session. There's also a small roleplay story about a locked zone one player goes to liberate after a callout on global chat. The warmest moment of the day comes from Star Citizen and Squadron 42 composer Jeff Zanelli, celebrating a number one spot in a music chart. The community is genuinely happy for him, and honestly, it's a nice breath of fresh air. To close out the numbers, $176,000 raised yesterday, bringing the total past $1.034 billion. That's your August 10th briefing. Fly safe out there, and remember to save your cargo before it saves you the trouble by disappearing on its own. Fly safe. Or don't.